Okay. Today is Daf Chav Gimel. We are on the last line at the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis by Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So yesterday we ended off with the Gad to discussing Shalom Melech. By Shalom Melech we said that Shalom Melech was not, he was revater too much, and that's why he lost the Malucha. And he should have let people embarrass him. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so we're not going to continue in that vein, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok. Rabbi Yochanan also said the name of Rabbi Shimon. So the Kol Tamid Chacham, any scholar, this is very interesting, any scholar, she'eino nokim v'noter kinachash, that doesn't take revenge or hold a grudge in his heart, right? I guess a snake does that. Eino Tamid Chacham, he's not considered a Tamid Chacham, which is interesting, because you would think of Tamid Chacham somebody who should be mevat there. Shri Omo v'midosov, he says, Eino Tamid Chacham. The Gemara says, how's that possible? Right away the Gemara asks. B'haksiv, right, the Pasuk says, Lo tikom v'lo titor. Do not take revenge, don't hold a grudge in your heart. How are you telling me that Talmud Chacham, in order to be considered as a class one as a Talmud Chacham, it has to take revenge, and has to take Netira. Right? So the Gemara answers, technical answer, Hahu b'mamon, the pasuk that says you're not supposed to take revenge, is discussing monetary issues. Like what? Hahu b'mamon u'diksev, the Tanya, the Braisa, we all know this Braisa, Ezu Nekima v'Ezu Netira. What is considered Nekama? What is considered Netira? Nekima is a case as follows. Amar lo. So Reuven says to Shimon, Hashileni maglecha, let me borrow yours, your sickle. Amr lo lav. Shimon says, no, I'm not going to do it. Lemachar, the situation is reversed. Amr lo, hashileni kardomcha, let me borrow your utensil, a scythe, a sickle. Amr lo, you know, I'm not going to do it. Eni mashilcha, kederach shlohi shaltani. I'm not going to lend to you the same way that you didn't lend to me. Zohi nakima. That is revenge. That's nakima. But the Ezu Netira, and what's considered Netira, that's where you just, you know, we'll say Ezu Netira, Amrlo Hushalini Kardorcha, let me borrow your utensil. Amrlelo, he says, guy says no. The next day the situation is reversed. Lemachar Amr Hashalini Chalkuchacha, let me borrow your cloak. Amrlo, he says, hey lach, here it is, but you should know, Eini Kamoscha, I am not you. Shalo Hishaltani, because you didn't lend me, but I'm better than you, and I'm going to lend to you. That is Netira. Zohi Netira. That's considered Netira. So you see, according to this first answer, that the issur of Lotikon, Lotitor, only applies to monetary obligations. If the Chacham, must be talking about a case where they are Mevazahim, if he doesn't take Netira or Nekim or Netira, it's Bizri Torah. How can he not take offense to that? So that must be what the answer is. Gemara says, wait a second. Mitzar de Gufa Lo, it only applies to monetary issues. It doesn't apply if you affront him, you know, on his body, don't affront him personally. V'hatanya, we have the following brisa: Hane'el lavin ve'ingan ovim shomim cherpatan. Those who are hane'el lavim, those who are embarrassed, or those who are oppressed, and they don't do it back to others. So then Hashem listens to their cries, to their pleas, right? Shomim cherpatan. Hane'el lavin ve'ingan ovim shomim cherpatan. Hane'el lavin ve'ingan ovim shomim cherpatan. Those who hear people embarrass them, they in the mashivin and don't say back to them, osim me'ava usmechin b'yisurin, and they worship Hashem out of love, and they're happy with any yisurin that come upon them. Alema kasev omer on them. The pasuk says the ohavav kitzes hashemesh. What's the full pasuk? Ohavav kitzes hashemesh b'gvuraso. Right. Ohavav kitzes hashemesh b'gvuraso l'olam. Right. Ohavav. Right, okay. La'olam, right, thank you. He says, La'olam, I lost the place for a second. The Ohavav, the ones who love him, Ketzes HaShemesh Gevuroso. I guess it's, their Gevura is as clear as the sun. So the Gemara says, you're right, La'olam dinukit le'beliba. No, he doesn't, he has to keep it in his heart. Right, she says, dinukit le'beliba, imba acher linkom, he's not allowed to do anything. But if somebody else comes to take retribution on the pagam in Kavanah Torah, right? In Ba'ach Alinkom Nikmaso B'Kiyum HaMishpat Yishto. Then he should be quiet. No, he should let other people take care of it, but he should still hold it in his heart. V'ha'am Rava, but then Rava say, Kol HaMavir Amidosa Mavir In Lo Al Kop Shav. Right? Doesn't it say that anyone who's Mavir Amidosa, the one who lets things go, then he's, for all his sins are forgiven. It says, Demefaisilo Umefais. So the difference is that the person asks Mechila. If the person asks Mechila for the Talmud Chacham, then he should say okay. The person doesn't ask mechila, he shouldn't do anything because of the Talmud Chacham, but he should let other people do things. That's what it means, lotikom, that the Talmud Chacham, I guess the idea is that the Pekam in the Torah, he can't, something for him, I guess he should let it go. But for the Pekam in the Kavod Torah, he has to let people, take the Nekama and the Tira on his behalf. Just interesting. Probably better to stay away, I thought, to stay away from this. Okay, two dots on Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph. So now, the Mishnah mentioned yesterday that we had the pious, right? Originally, everybody ran up to Mizbeach for the first come, first serve to get the Trumas Adeshen. And they would go first come, first serve. And if they were equal, they would tell them to put out their fingers, right? You do Eni, Meni, Miny, Mo with the fingers. And then they had the problem, got pushed off, so I broke his leg. So what's going on? So Mahein Motzin, what do they put out? Achas Ushtayin. They put out one finger or two fingers. So the assumption that we start is that if you put out one finger, you're counted once. If you put out two fingers, it's counted twice. That's the assumption. So Gemara asks, Hashta Shtayim Otsiyin, Achas Mibayin. If you're allowed to put out two fingers, of course you're allowed to put out one finger. What's the Mishnah telling you? You put out one or two. If you put out two, you can put out one. Seems to be. Right? So Gemara says, Hashta Shtayim Otsiyin, Achas Mibayin. Amr of Chizda lo kasha. No, it's no difficulty. Kan bibari, kan bichola. Depends if it's someone who's healthy, someone who's sick. What is a chola? Rashi says, Eino yochol l'kadesh etzbo sov. I guess he has something. If he puts out his finger, he can't put out one. Sometimes the fingers, index finger, it's hard to, your ring finger, I mean, sometimes it's hard to hold it by itself. Another finger comes out. I guess that's what his hands are like.
How does he
bend the definition? She's not a mum. I guess with the other fingers. It's not considered a mum. Right, chola eino yochol lichavish etzba osav ukishemotzi achas yotza chaverta ima. Okay, so this is a lokash kamori kamikola. The Gemara says vatanya, but then we learn in the brisa achas motziin. You should put out one shtayim ein motziin, but two you don't put out. And our Mishnah says you put out two. So Gemara says no, fine, no problem. Bavedvar mirim bebari. That's one who's healthy. Aval bechola, but someone has this finger issue. Aval bechola afilu shtayim motziin. Even two he can put out. V'hayichidin, and the yichidin are motzi'in shtayim, the yichidin are who? I'll see in a second. The yichidin put out two. V'ein monim lahem ela achas. And they only count one. V'ein monim lahem ela achas. V'ein monim lo ela achas. So what's the yichidin? The yichidin is, it says, b'chulin she'enu yoshvim sharbali adam ela shochvim o yoshvim levadam. I don't know what that is. It says in the chulin, in the chol, they put out only one. One second. Maybe. Right, v'yichidin motziyin shtayim v'ein monim lahen ela achas v'ein monim lo ela achas. What do you mean only count one? What do you mean only count one? V'atanya, ein motziyin lo shlish v'lo godel mipnei haramayim v'yichotzi shlish monim lo godel ein monim lo. So what's going on here? Let me go back to the beginning. V'atanya, achas motziyin shtayim ein motziyin v'med var mum b'bari. Aval b'chole, if someone was sick, who has an issue with the fingers, I feel shtayim motziim. V'ha yichidin motziim shtayim. The yichidin put out two. V'ein monim lehem el achas. But you only count one. The yichidin put out two, you only count one. Get rid of our assumption that you count two fingers. You only count one finger. V'ein motziim lo shlish. V'ein monim el achas. V'ein monim lo el achas. What do you mean only count one? V'atanya, we learned in the Braisa, ein motziim lo shlish. You don't put out the third finger, which I guess is the middle finger. Vilo Godel, you open up the thumb, but they have Ramayim because of the tricksters. Because I guess they put those fingers, you can kind of hide. The guy, if he's counting, coming to count around, you just put your thumb down or put your thumb out or something like that. The Im Hotzi Shlish, if you put the Shlish out, then Monim, you count that third finger, Monim Lo, but Godel Im Monim Lo. But if the thumb is out, you don't count it. That's Mashma, that you're counting each finger, not just, you probably put out two, you count one, you're counting each finger. Below O, not only that, if you don't count the thumb, Ela Sheloka min haMemuna b'Kiyah. You get Malchus from this person who's the Memuna b'Kiyah. He gives you Malchus for putting out the thumb. So my Monim Lo. So the question was, we say only count one. See, from here, it seems to indicate that if you put out the middle finger, you Monim Lo, you count it. So you count it two. He says, no, my Monim Lo, Nami Achas, it's still one. Meaning, if the person puts out one finger, he counts one. If the person puts out one finger in the thumb, we don't count him at all. A person puts out one finger in the shlish, which I think is the middle finger, then we count them still, but only as one. Okay, but if he puts out the thumb, he gets lashes from the munim and a pekia. So the Gemara says, my pekia. What's pekia? Amarav madra. It's a madra. So that didn't help us. My madra. What is a madra? Amrapapa Matarka de Tai. It's some sort of whip that is used by the merchants. The Pasik Reshi, that's sort of split on the top. So I guess this is what's used to whip. Rashi says, Ritsuos Yishma'ilim Hasuya Shot Lasusim. It's used to whip the horses, I guess, to get them going. This is the type of thing. Right? He says the Psik Reisha. Right? It's split on the top. Okay? It's got different, the whip splits on top. It's a whip. So Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Meirish, originally, Hav Amina, I thought, Haditznan, said in the Mishnah in Shkolim, in the fifth parak of Shkolim, it says, Ben Bevi, that Ben Bevi was Memuna ala Pekia. Ben Bevi was the one who was in charge of the Pekia. I thought that meant, Amina Pesilasa. I thought it meant he was in charge of the wicks. Right? Kiditznan, because we learned in a different Mishnah, Mibloi Machnasei HaKohanim, Ume Haminehem, right, Hayu Mafkiin, Ubahem Hayu Madlikin. He said from the shreds of the pants of the clothing of the Kohanim and from the belts, I guess they would take the threads and they would twist them and make wicks out of it to light. So that's what I thought was the person who's Mamun al Pakiya. That's what I thought that what it was. But Kevin the Shamana Laha, the Tanya, and then when I heard this Brisa that says Velo Ode, Elo Shaloka Min Hamuna Pakiya, that the person who's the Mamun of the Bekiah gives him the Malkos, that's not the guy who's making the wicks, that's somebody else. Amina, then I understood, Ma Bekiah, what Bekiah means, it's Nagda, it's a whip. So now I know that the Mamun of the Bekiah, oh, I guess it was like a guy who was specifically designated to whip the Kohanim and put up their thumbs. I don't know. Okay. Now the Gemara goes back to the story that we had in our Mishnah, which changed the whole process. Right? The story was, two people ran up to the top, and they were equal. They got to the top of the ramp, and one pushed the other one off. He fell, and he broke his leg. And then they based and saw that this was coming to Takana, so they made the idea that they have to do a pious, they have to do a lottery for the Truma Sadeshna. And Truma Sadeshna is early in the morning. You go up to the pile of ash, you take a little bit of the ash, and you put it on the side. That's separated from Hotzah Sadeshna, which we'll see in a moment, which is when the pile got very high, they would take the ashes off and bring it outside to a Makom Kodesh. That's a Machlokas Rashi Rambam. If that was done every day or only when the pile got too high, Rashi says when the pile got too high, Rambam seems to say it was a mitzvah every day. So Truma Sadeshin is that first one, taking a small portion off and putting on the side. So now we have a famous story that I think we all know. Maisa Shahayushneim Shavim Ratzav Olam Lekevish. Tan Rabbanan, even the worst story. Maisa Vishnei Kohanim. You had two Kohanim. Shahayushneim Shavim. They were both equal. They're running up. The Ratzav Olam Lekevish. They're running up the ramp. So one guy got there first. So what does the other one do? He doesn't just push him off, right? Not to suck him, talk about. He stabs him in the heart. Takes a knife. He stabs the guy in the heart. He kills him there. So Amar Rabbi Tzadok. So at first I thought you would grab the guy, arrest him, put him in handcuffs, take him out. No, so Rabbi Tzadok gets up and says Al Ma'alos Ulam. He gets up on the steps of the Ulam. So the Ulam here, they say, can't actually be the Ulam of the Heichal because apparently Rabbi Tzadok is not a Kohen. So what's Mi'alas Ulam? So fascinating to me, this is a fascinating Rashi. Rashi says, Bahar Abayis, on the Har Abayis, on the mountaintop itself, Ulamos Harbe Banasham Hordos. Herod built tons of these structures. He built them all over the place. Kemosha Kosov, where? What's Rashi's source? Received for Yosef Ben Gurion. Quotes Josephus. Rashi's quoting Josephus, Al Malos Ulam Bahar Abayis. He says, Josephus says that there were plenty of these structures that were built on Har Abayis. That's where Rabbi Tzadok must have been. He couldn't have been real on the Ulam, because he's not a Kohen. He couldn't have gotten there. So he gets up on the Ulam. He says something strange. The Gemara will get to it later. For Amar, and he says, Achenu Beis Yisrael. My brother's Beis Yisrael. What do you mean Yisrael? It's the Kohan. My Achenu Beis Yisrael, Shimu. Well, listen to me. Harei Omer, the Pasuk says, by Egla Arufa, it says, Ki Yimotze Chalal Ba'adama. If you find a corpse on the ground, V'yotzu Zekanecha V'shotecha, and the Zekanim go out, and they determine where the body is closer, and that city has to bring an Egla Arufa. He says, Anu Amila Havi Egla Arufa. Who's supposed to bring the Egla Arufa now? Alayir, or the city's supposed to bring it? Oh, Azara, the people who are closer to the Azara. Right, go call Am Bukhiya. And they all cried. I don't know exactly what he said. He's bringing Egla Arufa. The Gemara's will say, what are you talking about Egla Arufa? It's when you don't know what happened. We know exactly what happened here. Anyway, we'll get to that in a moment. So what happens? So everyone's crying. Ba'avim Shal Tinok. So the father, Tinok is a baby, but he can't be a baby if he's doing the avoda, right? So Ba'avim Shal Tinok, Umatzo Kishu Mifar Fair. He finds him. He's not dead yet. Right, he's not dead yet. So he doesn't call Hatzalah. What does he do? Amar, he says, Hare hu kaparaschem, he's going to be your atonement, but v'dayim b'nimi farfer. Now, he's going to die, but he's still, you know, in the last throes of his life. V'lo nitma sakin. So therefore, the knife that's in his heart is not tamei meis yet, because he's not dead yet. So what are we going to do? Let's save the knife, right? So he saves the knife. He pulls out the knife in order to prevent it from coming tamei meis. Lim lamad chag, we learn from here, shekasha aleim taras kelim, yosem mishvichos damim. That taras akelim was more of an issue for them than them shvichos damim. Well, he got killed, no big deal. But I'll save the knife so it won't be tahor. I remember when after Rabin was killed, so Aaron Lichtenstein used this story as the Rosh Yeshiva and Gush, he used the story to say, like, this is just completely misplaced religiosity, that this is what you're focused on. You're so focused on what you think is the main issue, and you forget basic ben adam, you face basic ben adam l'chaveiro. You're not going to kill. Bottom line, where does this all come from? And we saw this a lot. Every time we see this come up in the Gemara, we say the same thing. It's not so outrageous to think about it, that people have misplaced priorities, especially when it comes to religion. You could be Chareb and Dvar Hashem and so many things, and forget, you know, the fundamentals and forget the basics. Okay, so that's the story.
Did they
finish that way, though? What? I don't know. I don't know. I thought they would just take him down and throw him in jail or something like that. You know, he's not going to get Kiv Misa. There wasn't any Asra and all that stuff. But there's got to be something, right? So then the pasuk says, and how do we know? And he proves also that Shvichus Damim was very prevalent, because the pasuk says, V'cheinu Omer V'gam Dam Naki Shafach, and also pure blood, you know, innocent blood. Shafach Menashe, the king of Menashe, Shafach would be spilled. Harvei Me'od Ad Asher Mola Yishulayim Pelepe, until it filled Yishulayim from one corner to the other. So the source that they're bringing is from Bais Rishon. Even though they're talking now, something that transpired in Bayis Sheni. But that's the source, okay? So the Gemara now says, okay, the Gemara just leaves it. He goes, okay, Hai Maisi Kadim. Which story, which incident took place first? The incident of a guy getting pushed off and breaking his leg, or the incident of the guy killing the other person or stabbing him in the heart? Which one took place first? And Hai Maisi Kadim. Ilem Shvichos Damim, if you say the story of the murder took place, right, murder in the temple. Let's say the murder took place first, right? Hashta shvichas damino tikinu paisa anish baragla tikinu. Wait a minute, you're going to say, so the whole problem, they said it was dangerous. That's why they made the pious. So if the shvichas damin case took place first, then they didn't make the pious. But, oh, someone broke his leg, now we're going to make the pious? That doesn't make sense. Ella must be the nish baragla kadim. Must be that the story of the guy got pushed off and broke his leg, that came first. Tamar says, that also doesn't make sense. So if they made the pious after the person got pushed off and broke his leg, so what were these two guys doing running up the ramp, that in the case that led to the murder? What were they doing? There was no point. They should have had a pious. He says, "Keva de takino paisa, abra amos ma'avi to tell you what was going on here." So elo la olam b'shvichas damim kadam. The case of the murder took place first. All right, so why did they make the gezerah there? He says, "Umeikara that happened. Savar akrai ba'ama." They thought, they said, "No, that was a terrible thing. But that's not happening so much, you know, the first incident. We'll let it go." But then, right, Savru Akrai Ba'amahu, Kevon, the Chazi, Afilu, Mimela, Asta De Sakana, Takira Bona Paisa. Then they saw that it was happening more, that he was standing. Even if not someone come taking out a knife, I don't even had the knife up there, but even if you cut, where did you get the knife from? Right, even if, what? Up on the Mizbeach. I don't know. So even they saw that even if there wasn't just somebody taking a knife and killing somebody, but Mimela just been pushing and shoving, it would cause sakana. So then, you know, afterwards everyone's good. I mean, Chacham Eino Barosh, you should start to see this in advance, but they saw it afterwards, so they prevented anything further from happening. They made the pious. So the story of...
Can we take knives off our table when we bench?
No.
Because that's different.
I think that's different.
That's the being the Zabo on your shoulder.
Right.
No, that's different. Different story anymore.
Right, I don't think it's to do with this.
Okay,
so Amar Rabbi Tzadik, again, so Amar Rabbi Tzadik Amalos, so Ulam tells what Rabbi Tzadik said. V'Amar, he says, Achenu Beis Yisrael, Shimu, listen, Harehu Omer, Kimat Sechal Ba'adama, you find the Chalal in the field. Anan, who, Almila, Havial, who's supposed to bring the Eglaru for here? Al-Ir, is to be the city of Yerushalayim, O Al-Azaros, some people, the Kohanim, I guess, who are in the chambers, Yerushalayim, Bas Asuri Eglarufahi, what's he talking about? Does the city of Yerushalayim even bring an Egla Rufa? Vatanya, we had a brisa that says, Asar Dvarim Nemru B'Yerushalayim, I guess I'm assuming that Tzadik should have known this, 10 things are said about Yerushalayim, Zoachas Mahan, the fact that it doesn't bring an Egla Rufa, that's one of the things said, right? It's that the Enu Mevi'a Egla Rufa, number one. V'od, The pasuk says by Egla Rufa, Vilo Noda Mihiko. The whole point of Egla Rufa is because we don't know the story. We don't know who killed him. We have a lot of witnesses here. We know exactly what happened. Right? Va'od, Vilo Noda Mihiko Ksiv. V'ha Noda Mihiko. We know exactly who killed him. Ella, so this whole thing was Kedela, Haros Rukhiya. Somehow this was pulling at their heartstrings, which is to create sadness and crying, and that's what he's saying. He's not discussing it from a halachic standpoint. He's giving a drasha. It's to give a drasha to make people cry. Now, Ba Avi Shal Tinok, so the father of this Tinok, again, I'm not sure why he calls it a Tinok. Ba Avi Shal Tinok Umatzo Kishu Fafer. He sees him that he's still breathing. Amar, he says, Harei Guparas Chem, he's your atonement. Vadayim Ben Yikayam, she takes out the knife. Lulamdcha Shekasha Lem Taharos Kalim. To tell you that they were more concerned about the purity of the kalim than about murder. So Yibayilu, they ask a question, and I don't understand what the nafkamin is from this question. Yibayilu, Shvichas Damim, so the question was, they're comparing Shvichas Damim and Taharas Kalim. Is it that Shvichas Damim maintained? You're supposed to be on level 5, I guess. Is it that Shvichas Damim remained on level 5 and Taharas Kalim they're concerned on level 10? Or is it Taharas Kalim they kept the concern on level 5 but Shvichas Damim got less and they dropped down their concern for Shvichas Damim to level 1, for example? Right, but who cares? Right, so that's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara says, "Yibayi luhu shvichas tsumin, shvichas damim who dissolved, or shvichas damim got cheapened." About Taharos Kalim k'dekayim mekayima, but Taharos Kalim was on the same level as concern that it always was. Odilma, or maybe you'll say shvichas damim k'dekayim mekayima. Shvichas damim was always the same level of concern as it always was. About Taharos Kalim who the chamira, but they took it more chamer and made Taharos Kalim more chamer. Who cares? Bottom line is Taharos Kalim was more important to them than Shvichas Damim. Right? The Gemara says, Tashma, let's learn the further proof. Midikadnasav le Talmuda, from the fact that the Gemara brings a proof text, which was Vegam Damna Kishafach Menashe, proving that they just were spilling blood all over the place. Shma Minash Shvichas Damim Hu Dazal, you see that Shvichas Damim was the one that the level of observance of Shvichas Damim dropped. The Taharas Kalim, the Kaima Kaima. And Taharas Kalim was at the same level. I mean, they didn't increase their concern about Taharas Kalim. They just decreased their concern about Shvichas Damim. So the question I asked, what was the difference. I saw someone had from the notes from Rabbi Yoshev. He asked the question, but I didn't have time last night to see the answer. Like, here's a whole wall of Arichos. What's the difference? Okay.
Well, so, murder is one of the three of theirs that you should be prepared to die for. Does that mean that Tahara is also not one of the things?
No, this was wrong. This was misplaced. Right. No, you don't make halachas different for one person to another. Right. So Tanur Rabbanan. So you learned in a brisa. Right. This is now going back. Remember, I said before there are two things when it comes to the deshen. There's the trumas deshen, which is taking a small amount of dried deshen, putting it on the beach every day. And according to Shitas Rashi, there's haramas deshen, which when the pile gets very high, you take it out. So the psukim by haramas deshen, the pasuk says v'lavashakol mido bad. The Kohen puts on his tunic, umiknesebad, he puts on his pants, yobash hapasaro, the heirim is hadeshen, he takes the deshen, asher tochal ha'ish, which was, came from the fire, es ha'ola, es ha'ol mizbeach, for someone eats mizbeach, that's trumas hadeshen, you put it on the side. Then the pasuk says, upashad es begadav, which sounds like he takes off his clothing, he changes his clothing, v'lobash begadim ha'cheirim, sounds like he wears other clothing, v'hotzi es hadeshen v'chutz l'machaneh, he takes the deshen, which is on the mizbeach, takes it outside of the camp, el makom tahor, that's haramas hadeshen. So those are the pasukim that the Torah is focusing on. There's like Gemara is focusing on. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan. The pasuk says, by the Haram HaSadeshen, v'pashat, he takes off his clothing that he's wearing, v'lagav v'shbegadim achirim, he puts on other clothing, v'hotzi HaSadeshen, and he takes out the ashes. Shomani, it seems to me, kederach Yom Kippurim, similar to what the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. What's the Kohen Gadol do on Yom Kippur? He changes his clothing back and forth. From the Big Day Zav, the Big Day Lavan, Big Day Lavan, the Big Day Zav, at least 5 times it changes back and forth. So that's the clothing that Kohen Gadol changes on Yom Kippur. Mashmi here, that Kohen Hedrog's doing it, when he says that he changes his clothing, that means he has his Big Day Kohen on, and when it comes to the Ramos Hadeshin, he puts on non-Big Day Kohen, the God of Achirim. Right, Rashi says, if you look at this longer Rashi, it says, towards the bottom, this longer Rashi says, "Vizeh she'ein lo lishanos migbig day love on the big day zav." This Kohen who can't change from the white clothing to the golden clothing, sharei hedjud hu the ein mashamish big day zav. What does it mean? Yishan the big day kodesh. He should change from his big day kodesh. Shehei rimbahem that he used to take him off. Shenemar v'lavosh midovad v'yivosh atam osam v'yivosh big day chol shelo v'yotzi deshen. So he should take off the ashes in Bigdei Kohuna, and then change it to Bigdei Chol to remove them outside. That seems to be what the pasuk says. Right? It says, Kedera, Shomani Kederach Yom Kippurim, Sheposhik Bigdei Kodesh, Belovish Bigdei Chol. Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk says, Upashos et Begadav, Belovish Begadim Achirim. Mora says, why is this? The pasuk says, the pashas begadav, the lavash bigdei achirim. The pasuk simply said, "Who pashas begadav, the lavash achirim." Why does it say begadim again? So why does it say begadim again? So it says make a hekesh between the first begadim and the second begadim that he's still wearing. He's not changing it into a bigdei chol. It says pashas begadav, the lavash bigdei achirim, makeish begadim shalovish, the begadim sheposhet, malahal and bigdei kodesh, afkam bigdei kodesh. He's wearing bigdei kodesh in both instances. Taking it off and bringing it out. So im kain, my tamad omar chayrim. So what does it mean chayrim then? Why? Chayrim means different, others. So he says, chayrim means pechusim mehen. Meaning he takes up the lower level, big day kuhuna. Meaning he has, you know, top level, right? High level suit he wears to take it off. When he brings it outside, it's still big day kuhuna, but it's not as good, it's not as fine of clothing. Rashi says, Kigon shet takim o mifashtin she eno mutzav ein demem yikarim. Things that aren't as expensive. Why? Because he's now going to be carrying all this ash, and the ash dirties the clothing. So they had a certain, they had set aside certain bigdei kohuna that were used to perform this action, so not to dirty other clothing. Okay.
Didn't we learn that they couldn't wear the bigdei kohuna outside the Azara? And so if he's going outside the camp, it's not appropriate that he's wearing.
We did that with the Kohen Hedjot. I thought that was the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol's wearing shatnez. That's what I thought.
Okay.
Okay. So Rabbi Leza Omer, Rabbi Leza says, what does achirim mean? He goes, no, achirim doesn't mean begadim achirim. It should read as follows. He says, upashos begadov, vilavash begadim, and achirim hotzi es hadeshen, meaning another Kohen. The achirim is going on a different Kohen. He says, Rabbi Leza Omer, achirim vilhotzi limel al kohanim balimumim shekshem lahotzi hadeshen. It comes to teach you that the person who can take the deshen out, it's not a real avoda. It doesn't have to be done by somebody who doesn't have a mum. Even a bal mum can take it out. Okay. So amamar, you just said before, achirim pechusim mehen. You do other clothing. What do you mean other clothing? What is that? Kidatana devei Rabbi Shmuel. Similar to what was taught in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel. Ditana devei Rabbi Shmuel. They taught it in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel. Begadim shebisho behen kedera lerabo lo yimzo behen kos lerabo. The clothing that you use, your regular clothing that you use to cook something, that you do the avoda with, that shouldn't be then used to pour the cup for the master. Rashi says, al yimzo behen lerabo lefi shenis ashnu, they're filled with smoke. When you barbecue, you get filled with smoke. Venis lachichu, and they get dirty. Vebisho kedera. Afkani, you know, so it's Hadesha. Hadeshan in Kabbalah Melo, Sharish Ben Shirus Acher. You shouldn't be using the same clothing. The same idea also when it comes to Shabbos. You should have, when you go into something, do something more holy, don't be wearing clothing that's a little more lower level. Change your clothing for the appropriateness of the what's happening. Okay. So according to this answer, the Begad Pekusim, I guess, in the base Medrash, in the base Mikdash, they wore certain more expensive Bigdei Kohuna, and then I guess when they were doing this, when they would then take the Deshen outside, when they would take the Deshen off the Mizbeach and bring it outside, they'd wear a lower level of clothing, but still Bigdei Kohuna. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Kimachlokas behotza'a, kach machlokas beharama, Rabbi Yochan Omer machlokas behotza'a, ava beharama divrei kol avodi. So what's going on here? So Rashi explains us. Kimachlokas behotza. He says, Kishem Shereb Yezer Machshir Bali Mumim lehotza kach machshirun laharama. Rabbi Lezer said that Achirim meant other Kohanim, Bali Mumim. He said other Bali Mumim can take the ashes outside the base of Hamikdash. So comes Rabbi Reish Lakish and says, Rabbi Lezer also is going to be Machshir a Bal Mum to go up to the Mizbeach to take it off. He can take it off and then bring it out. Meaning, he holds that there's no concept of being an avoda. Because if it was avoda, it would be possible by a bal mum. So he holds, we get to go back. Reish Lakish says, "Kimachlokas motza, kach machlokas baharama." That the same that Rabbi Lezer is going to say that if both taking it off and bringing it out can be done by a bal mum. I guess the other Tana holds no. You, maybe you can take it out by a bal mum can take it out, but he can't take it off. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Machlokas ba'otza. The machlokas is only by taking it out. Harama, by taking it off, divrei hakol avodahi. Everyone's going to hold that it's an avoda, and it can't be done by a baal mum. So my time at the Reish Lakish, what's the reasoning behind Reish Lakish? Amar Lach, he says to him, he says to you, yisolcha daiklich avodahi, if you think it's an avoda, yesh lecha avoda shekshei rishne kelim, is there an avoda that's kosher with only two of the clothing? What's he talking about? Again, back to the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'lavasha kohen midobad." The person is going to put on his cloak, midobad, u'michnasei bad yolbash, and he'll put on his pants, and then he'll do the avod, he'll do the work. Well, where is the avnet and where is the matznefes in the pasuk? It's only two articles of clothing are mentioned in the pasuk. So Reish Lakish takes that literally and says there are only two things mentioned in the pasuk. Therefore, it's not an avoda. It says you wear the cloak, you wear the begadim, the heirim as a deshen, a shetoklas aish. Then you take off the deshen and you bring it outside and you put it on the side. So you see that it's only done with two clothing. So it's not an avoda. So a balmum can do it, right? So he says, my time, Reish Lakish, amalacha is lakadaita chavodahi yeshlecha avoda shekshei b'shnei kelim. Rabbi Yochanan, awesome. Rabbi Yochanan, it's a good question. Why are you telling me that the harama is a truma sedeshin? The harama is only going to be kosher with the full kohen. It only says two articles of clothing in the pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan only says goli rachmana the ketonos and mechnasayim. Now the Torah just mentions the ketonos and mechnasayim, but who adin the mitznefet v'avnet? But it's the same thing applies. You have to wear the mitznefet and the avnet. Ayu maishna hani. So why is it mentioned these two and not anything else? He says midobad. Why does it say midobad? It's come to teach us mido kim midaso, to teach you that everything has to be fit exactly. I can't be wearing somebody's, if it's too big, can't be dragging on the floor, it has to fit me exactly. And mikhnesei bad, what's mikhnesei bad, l'chidasanya, to teach me, minayin shloyeh davar kodom l'chidasayim, that you're supposed to get dressed, the first thing he puts on is supposed to be the mikhnesayim, shenemar u'mikhnesei bad yobash ha'psaro. He's not wearing anything else, he puts the mikhnesayim over his flesh. So no undergarments, he's wearing the mikhnesei bad. So therefore, that's why it says there. So where does Rabbi Yochanan learn these? Where does Reish Lakish learn these? If Reish Lakish is taking this literally, to mean that he only has to wear these two articles of clothing, where does he learn these two halachas from? That one, it has to be exact size, and number two, that the mikhnesayim are the first things that are put on. He says, Reish Lakish, mido kim midaso, how do you know that? He says, mida afki rachmana b'lashon mido. Why does the Torah use the lashon of mido? Right, the Torah should just use the lashon of the avnet. Why is he right? Why is he not the avnet of the ketones? We usually use the lashon. Why is he changing the lashon and saying mido instead of ketones? Teach you two things. He wears this thing and has to fit exactly, right? Shaloya and then after one lashon mido and shaloya davar kodem mekasayim because it says me al basaro because on his flesh nafka. So he learns it out from the pasuk after. So you see here, this is a machlokas now as to whether or not the Rabbi Lezer, whether or not a Baal Mum can be motzi, can take off the ashes as well. Everyone agrees a Baal Mum, according to Rabbi Lezer, can take the ashes outside. The question is, can he take them off as well? Tosos asks, if according to Reish Lakish, it's not an avoda, right? It's not an avoda. So therefore, right, because the pasuk doesn't say, you need to wear four kalim, so why does the pasuk need, Rabbi Lezer need a pasuk to be machshir baal mum? Right, what was the whole thing? Rabbi Lezer said that begadim achirim. Achirim comes to teach you that it's a baal mum. According to Reish Lakish, you shouldn't need a pasuk to teach me that. Because the other pasuk tells me it's not an avoda. Once it's not an avoda, automatically a baal mum could do it. That Tosos says kashi. He says, kashli Reish Lakish. The muchak de lav avodahi, midlo itzach akra abra kalim. Im Cain, Lamali Krala Rabbi Lezer, Lahashi Bali Mumin. And also, my time with the Tanakama, the Pasal Bali Mumin, Lahotza. Why would the Tanakama say you can't, according to Reish Lakish, why would the Tanakama say that a Bali Mum can't take it out? The Tanakama says, because the Machirim comes to teach you that you can just wear lower level clothing. It doesn't teach you about a Bali Mum. Why would the Tanakama care? The Tanakama should also allow you to take a Bali Mum. Why? Because you just proved from this other Pasuk that only two vestments are worn. It's not an avoda. So why would the Tanakama say a problem? He says, right, with my time in Tanakhama, the Pasal Baal Mum Lotza. So he says, V'yishlomar mishun de Baal Mum, Choshev Kmo Zar. Tosis creates like a third category. You have a Kohen, you have a Zar, and a Kohen Baal Mum. We always thought that a Kohen Baal Mum equals a Zar. Now he's coming to teach you, no, Kohen Baal Mum is this in-between category. Right, he says, V'yishlomar mishun de Baal Mum, Choshev Kmo Zar. Typically we think a Baal Mum equals a Zar, The Salkadai de Chamina, because you would thought the Kitala al Dascha Shazar or Balmum craving the Gabizbeach, you never would have thought that a Zar or a Balmum would come close to the Mizbeach. That's why you need a pasuk for Rabbi Lezer to teach you this new category of a Kohen Balmum. He doesn't really equal a Zar in this case. He's one step up from a Zar, one step below from a Kohen. Well, it allows him to go take off the Shumas HaDeshen, to take off the Deshen from the Mizbeach. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Lema Kitanai. Right? Lema Kitanai. Let's say that this is also a Machlokas Tanayim. Okay, what's a machlokas tanaim? I guess a machlokas tanaim would be about whether or not you can whether or not it can be done by a kohen balmum. Name a ketanai. We'll go through a whole braisa that we've seen before. We have time, so we'll try to finish this up onto the Amud Aleph. So name a ketanai. Pasuk says al bisaro. What is al bisaro? It's worn on its flesh. Ma tamud lomar yulbash. What is yulbash? Right. The pasuk says v'levash kohen mido bad mixay bad yulbash al bisaro. Why does it say that? It says Lavash Koyin Mido Bad and Michna Sebad. It should just be Al Basaro. What the word Yolbash? My Tamalom and Yolbash. Lahavi Mitznefet VeAvneit LaHarama Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Yolbash comes to say that he has to wear clothing. So he has to wear all four clothing. It mentions two. The Yolbash comes to add in the other two, the Avneit and the Mitznefet, that are missing in the pasuk. They learn it out from Yolbash that in order to do the Harama Sadeshen, you have to wear all four articles of clothing, meaning it's an avoda. Right, Rabbi Dosa Omer, Rabbi Dosa says, no, what does Yolbash come to teach you? Rabbi Dosa Omer, L'rabos bigdei kohen gadol b'yom ha-kipurim shekshei l'kohen hedjot. It comes to teach you that the clothing, the articles of clothing that the kohen gadol, the four white clothing that the kohen gadol wears on Yom Kippur, if you find another kohen who's the same size, he can wear that during the year. Right, you can take his, because the same four, the assumption is, it's the same four articles of clothing. So then, Omer Rabbi says, no, I have two problems with what you just said, Rabbi Dosa. Number one, Chada, the Avneto Shokohen Gadol, lo zehu Avneto Shokohen Hedyot. The Avnate of the Kohen Gadol that he wears on Yom Kippur is not the same as the Avnate of the Kohen Hedyot during the year. Last Rashi says, Piyom HaKippurim Shehu Shel Butz. It's just linen. Lo zehu Avnate Shokohen Hedyot. It's not the Avnate, the belt of the Kohen Hedyot. Lo'olam Shefish De'enu Mesharmish El B'Shokalayim. Because the Rebbe holds that the belt of the Kohen Hedyot during the year had Kelayim. And the belt of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur did not have Kelayim. So if you hold that the Kohen Hedyot belt had Kelayim, he can't use the belt of the Kohen Gadol, because it's different materials, number one. V'od, and number two, how can you say that the beged that the Kohen Gadol uses on Yom Kippur can be used during the regular year? Oh, begodim shenishtamesh from Kedusha Chamura, these clothing, they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're going to use them now for drop them down a level? V'od, begodim shenishtamesh from Kedusha Chamura, tishtamesh from Kedusha Kala? Can't be. Elamat Tamalomer Yilbash. So what does Yilbash mean according to Rabbi? He says, again, Rabbi Dosa said that Yilbash meant that you can move it from one, from Kohen Gadol to regular Kohen. So Elamat Tamalomer Yilbash, Lerabos Esha Shechakim, to put down the Shechakim, which means that as long as you have clothing that's not ripped, it may not be the best garment, it may not be the best, maybe it's fraying, as long as it's not ripped, you can still use it. Rashi says the Rabba Shechakim Shekeshera lechol avoda. That's kosher for all of the avoda. Uvad shelo yehu mikurayim. As long as they're not ripped. V'achi kamer zvachim. That's what he said in zvachim. And now he says that Rab Dosa, who said that you can wear from the Kohen Gadol to the Kohen Hedyot, he goes l'shitaso because the pasuk says v'hinichu sham. What's that? The pasuk says in the avoda of Yom Kippurim it says uva aron el olam moed. Aron comes to the olam moed. He takes off the clothing that he wore into the Kodesh, and he leaves him there. So what is Venichun Sham? Milamech to Unin Geniza. Tanakam there says it's supposed to be put in storage. It's Geniza. I guess the Takshemish, she put it away. Rabbi Dosa Omer says, no, Ru'uim Heim the Kohen Hedyot. It can be used for Kohen Hedyot. What does Venichun Sham come to teach us? That you just can't use it for different Yom Kippur. Every Yom Kippur has to have its new one, so what you do with this clothing, you don't want to waste, so you do with this clothing, you use a Kohen Hedyot to use it, but another Kohen Hedyot can't use it again on Yom Kippur. That's the law in Braisa. So, my law, let's say that this is the machlokas that we saw in the beginning between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa. The Mar Savra Avodahi, Umar Savra La Avodahi. One says our Ramas Adeshin is an Avoda, one says not. Al, Rashi says, my law, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Dosa, right, the third white line, My love at the machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa, but how pligi, what are they arguing with? The Rabbi Yehuda. They're arguing with Rabbi Yehuda, the Dorish Yilbash, the word Yilbash, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Dorish Yilbash, Lahavi Mitznefet Va'abnate, he says Yilbash brings in that he's supposed to wear the other two articles of clothing that aren't mentioned in the Pasuk, Savra Avodahi. He says that taking out the Deshin, Aramas Deshin is an Avoda, therefore he has to put in all four articles of clothing. Ubay Avodahi, Ubay Mitznefet Va'abnate. Rabbi Dosa, who doesn't learn that from Yobashim there, several avodah. He says that's not an avodah. The low boy mitznef of avnate. You don't need the mitznef of avnate, and therefore he uses Yilbash for the Yom Kippur limud. So that must be the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa. Gemara says no. Right, let's read again. My love, hakim ifki the marsav avodahi, marsav avodahi. Lo, the kuli ama avodahi. Everyone holds that it's an avodah, meaning that you would need all four. What's the machlokas about? One says, I need a pasuk to add on the other two avodos, the other two kalim, that's Rabbi Yehuda. I need a pasuk of Yilbash to teach me that you have to add in the mitznefet v'avnate. Umarsav, Rabbi Dosa says, no, it's obvious. Lo tzricha l'ribuyeh l'mikroy. I don't need to. Once the Torah tells me that you have to wear the ketones and you have to wear the mikrasayim, where else would you ever see that you have to wear the ketones and the mechassayim and not anything else? It's just shorthand. And you have to put everything in. So the yilbash is then extraneous. And it uses yilbash to teach me this halacha about Yom Kippur. Okay. We'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.